There were once more than 350 Monuments Men. Now only 12 survive, and 4 were honored recently at a ceremony on Capitol Hill. Congress paid tribute to the old soldiers' efforts to return the treasures of Europe that the Nazis stole during World War II. Writer Robert Edsel co-authored their story in the book Rescuing Da Vinci.
And you consider that in a period of 6 or 7 years, they were able to locate in thousands of hiding places, it was the greatest treasure hunt in history, and ultimately return to the countries from which these things were stolen more than 5 million works of art, books, stained glass, church bells from cathedrals throughout Europe. It's really an extraordinary accomplishment. It went on.
In 1938, the Nazis began the systematic confiscation of Europe's priceless works of art, including masterpieces by Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, and Rembrandt. In 1944, with Allied armies liberating territory taken by the Nazis, U.S. soldiers with the Monuments, Fine Arts, and Archives Unit took on the daunting task of locating stolen treasures. Harry Ettlinger was a member of the unit.
My first assignment was to effectively read letters and documents that were written in German and provide that information to the gentleman or to the captain who took me under his wing.
Luckily, the Nazis kept detailed records of stolen art. The Monuments Men also interviewed art representatives from occupied countries and interrogated captured Nazi officials. Bernard Taper remembers searching for the Czartoryski collection looted from Poland's National Museum in Krakow.
That was a famous collection, wonderful works of art in it. A Da Vinci, a woman with an ermine, a Rembrandt portrait, and other wonderful things.
Taper focused on finding one painting from the collection, Raphael's portrait of a young man. His first task was to meet with the art representative from Poland.
We had a session, more than one session, in which we talked about the missing painting and how it might have left Poland and who might have been involved with it and what Nazi people might know more than others.
The collection eventually came under the control of Nazi governor of Poland, Hans Frank, and the Allies eventually found most of the collection with Frank at his home in Neuhaus, Germany. But the Raphael remains missing. The value of the art cataloged and saved by the Monuments Men is estimated at more than $1 trillion. 60 years later, their efforts have been honored in a resolution passed by both houses of Congress. Jeff Schweikert, VOA News, Washington.